الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Before starting any episode, by sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it's mentioned that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who recites 80 times peace and blessings upon me, his 80 years of sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome yet again viewers of Mundi Channel to another episode of this silsila called The Leader of the Awliya. In the last episode, we learnt about the life lessons one can attain through Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu throughout his blessed life, about his piety, about his character, about his ability to refrain from sins, and how me and you, and inshallah all of us who are watching today, can attain these blessings by following his blessed life. Today inshallah azzawajal, we will be looking as to the reason why Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the leader of the awliya. You know, it's something interesting, it might cross your mind as well, that you know there are so many awliya Allah, there are so many friends of Allah, but why did Allah azzawajal choose Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu? What was the hikmat behind it? And we intend to discuss as to why Allah azzawajal chose him. Questions may arise, you know, because we love every single wali of Allah, we love all of them. What makes the character of Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam so special? What makes the karamat of Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu so special? What makes him so special as a whole? And inshallah azzawajal, our Mubalig Dawud Islami Bilal Bhai, inshallah, if you can give us an insight as to why Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam, he is the chosen one out of all the awliya Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. This topic today is regarding why Sayyidi Ghawth-e-Azam is the leader of all the awliyas. So inshallah azawajal, before delving into the Ghawthul A'zam, Sayyidi Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, I will mention regarding one waliullah who has extreme devotion to Sayyidi Ghawth-e-Azam. But before mentioning that devotion, we will mention a bit of background story to this waliullah. And we'll see their rank, and the reason for this is to see their blessed rank, and then how great the leader of the awliya is in their eyes as well. The awliya kiram, they love each other as well. They have a huge respect and reverence for each other. And it's mentioned regarding this buzurg, Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, Mu'inuddin Hassan, Sanjari Chishti Ajmeri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. This very famous buzurg, Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And I would like to mention a bit of biography regarding them to, inshallah, increase our love for this buzurg as well. It's mentioned regarding them that they were born in the 537th year of Hijri. So they were basically in the era of Sayyidi Ghawth-e-Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And he mentions regarding Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, that they are also Hassani and Husayni Sayyid as well. Both of their lineage has been mentioned. Their maternal from their mother's side and paternal from the father's side are respectively traced back to Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And a few of their titles which we know, Mu'inuddin, Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, Sultanul Hind, Warithun Nabi, Ata'i Rasul. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this was the Grand Sheikh Sayyid Mu'inuddin Hassan bin Sayyid Ghiyasuddin, Hassan bin Sayyid Najmuddin, Tahir Sayyid Abdul Aziz, Rahimahullah. And he mentions regarding their parents, Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, his blessed parents. Their blessed father was also not just an extremely pious individual, but he was also wealthy as well. And he's also very influential. He was amongst the few influential people of the area of Sanjar. And he mentions regarding their pure blessed mother, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, that she was a woman of excellent character as well. And she would remain engrossed in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I'd like to mention the famous waqia regarding Sayyidi Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, which happened in their youth. Now the reason for mentioning all this inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla is to see their rank, or just a little bit, to see a glimpse from one angle of their rank inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Then we will compare, well, not compare, but we will see that how much love that they had for Sayyidi Ghawthi Azam, and how far they went with their love. It's mentioned regarding when they were a young man, because their father passed away when they were at the age of 15 years old. And it's mentioned that Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, their father had an orchard and they had a water mill. And when their father passed away, the son inherited it. So they were once at their orchard, they were watering plants as per normal day. And it's been stated that a pious majzoob, Sayyiduna Ibrahim Qanduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, this pious majzoob of Allah, someone engrossed in the love of Allah azza wa jal, entered the orchard. And as soon as Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala saw this glorious bazurg, saw their personality, just their awe around them, they stood up, they went towards them and they kissed their blessed hand and made them sit under the shade of the tree and also presented them with a bunch of grapes to eat. And then they also sat, not in a relaxed position, unfortunately, like we do when the ulama deen come, Muftiyani Kiram come to teach us and deliver a lecture to us. We sit on chairs or we sit the way we want to with that. In disrespectful manner.
We don't have any respect for them.
But this is just a side point I wanted to mention. Linking in today's society, how ulama-i deen, true inheritors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who sacrificed time of the so many years of their life to study the deen, and how we treat them. Just coming back to the point, how did they sit? Sayyidah Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz sat in the tashahud position, in a very respectful position in front of the buzurg. Now this buzurg, Sayyiduna Ibrahim Qanduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they were extremely happy and pleased and delighted regarding this great adab and courtesy which the young man had. And he mentions that they took out a piece of oil cake which was within their bag and they chewed this piece of cake. Then they offered the chewed piece to Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chashti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Then they mention that they took it and they swallowed that piece of oil cake, and they say, from that moment, as soon as I consumed that piece of oil cake, which had the saliva of a majzoob, of a pious man of Allah, it states that their inner being, their heart, felt so transformed that they now had distaste for the love of the world. The love of the world completely vanished from their heart. And he mentions such an extreme affection and impact he had, that he states that his mill that he had, his orchard, and all his worldly belongings, where he sold them and he distributed wealth to the poor and the needy. And he went to become a traveler in the path of Allah to seek Islamic knowledge. And I'd like to mention further that they're saying that the one who is courteous, the one who is ba-adab, then he is blessed. And the one who is ba-adab, who is discourteous, meaning disrespectful, then he is deprived of blessings. And it's mentioned that adab, this is such a quality which makes a human distinct and distinguished from the rest. Now it's coming to their devotion. So look at this grand waliullah, Sayyiduna Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala. This was how they transformed. And one side point I'd like to mention, their murshid, Sayyiduna Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala, their blessed murshid Khwaja Uthman Harwani Chishti rahmatullahi ta'ala, on one occasion said himself regarding the Sayyidina Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chashti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that our Mu'inuddin is the beloved of Allah and we are proud of our disciple, of our murid. The own murshid is praising the disciple, and it shows how much rank Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chashti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had in the sight of his own blessed murshid. And then now to the main topic, now the devotion to Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam. Now we've keep that in mind, their rank, how they attained piety by showing adab to a majzoob, a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. And now the point regarding the murshid. Now coming to the devotion, when Sayyidi Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala said, قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَتِي كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ, my foot is on the neck of all the saints. When Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani قُدِّسَ سِرُّهُ النُّورَانِ said this statement, Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Sayyiduna Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, the same Buzurg which we've been mentioning. In the prime of his youth, he was in his youth age. He was worshipping in a corner place of a mountain in Khurasa, is a specific place. And he mentioned, as soon as they heard this, what did they say? They heard this, they lowered their neck and said, Bal qadamaka ala ra'si wa'ini. Rather, your blessed foot is on my head and my eye. Now showing, just mentioning the exalted status of Sayyidina Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Now, taking into consideration the love and devotion for Sayyidi Ghawthi Azam, one final point regarding about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for them as well. When they came to Medina Sharif, Sayyidina Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, when they came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, they came and they gave salam with extreme humbleness and veneration and said, As-salatu wa salamu alayka, ya Sayyid al-Mursaleen wa Khatam al-Nabiyyin. Upon this, he heard, rahmatullahi ta'ala, heard a spiritual answer saying, Wa alaykumus salamu ya qutb al-mashayikh. Sayyidina Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was conferred with the kingship of India from the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he further mentioned, they received a spiritual inspiration stating, O Mu'inuddin, you are the helper of the deen. Mu'inuddin means the helper, the aider, the one who aids the deen. And you are honored with wilaya, with authority of Hind of India. And it is entrusted to you. Go to Ajmer and you will be a source of eliminating the beliefs of disbelief. And Islam will revive and be propagated through you. And then it's mentioned that they traveled, and it's a full long waqi'ah. They traveled to many different places. They crossed many different places. Samarkand, Bukhara, Nishapur, Tabriz, many, many other places. And then when they reached Baghdad Sharif, and it states that Sayyidina Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala, linking it to today's silsila as well, now finally coming into the conclusion. They acquired blessings from the court of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam. So they were in the era of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam. So, and they spent 5 months in the court in the Baragah of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And they learnt, it mentions regarding the legacy of knowledge from the court of many Buzurgani Deen, Shaykh Badruddin Abu Sa'id Tabrizi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and many, many other Buzurgani Deen. And this shows the connection and the love of, that the Awliya Ikram had for one another, and shows the high status of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam. How is he the leader of all the Awliya Ikram? As the statement of Sayyidina Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was, Bal qadamaka ala ra'si wa aini. Rather, your blessed foot is on my head and my eyes.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, in the Risala of Amiri Ahl Sunnat, Courts of a Child, there once, Bilabai, some people came to Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam radiallahu anhu and said, O friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, we heard screams coming from a grave of a cemetery in Bab ul Ajz. They said, Your Honor, please shower some generosity in some way so that his punishment is alleviated, so his punishment will be lifted. And then he, radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam, he mentions that, you know, was he among my disciples? Was he from among my people? The people replied that we don't know. We don't know if he was, ya Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam. Then he, radiallahu anhu, he asked him a second question. He says, did he attend my court? Was he part of my court? Did he attend? Did he meet me? They revealed that their lack of knowledge on this as well. They said, we don't know. We don't know. They said again, we don't know. Then he, radiallahu anhu, he asked him a third question. He says, did he ever eat my food? Then they revealed their lack of knowledge on this as well. They says, we don't know, ya Sayyidi.
Langar Sharif, the blessing of that. That's what they mean by
yeah,
that.
Yeah. They says, we don't know. Then Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam, he asked him a fourth question. He says, did he ever offer salah behind me? Did he ever, you know, follow me in Jamaat? And again, the people gave the same reply. He says, ya Sayyidi, we don't know. So here we have, you know, just
numerous questions.
Yeah, an understanding. Presented. So the viewers of Madhi Channel can understand. There's a man, he's in a grave. He's being punished. The people can hear him. They come to Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam. He asked them four questions. What are the questions? You know, was he amongst my companions, my disciples? Is he a murid of mine? They says, we don't know. They says, you know, did he attend my court? They says, we don't know. He asked, did he ever eat my food? Did he ever gain barakat? Any blessings from the Langar Sharif? Says, we don't know. He says, did he ever read Salah behind me? He says, we don't know. But look at Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, the Shan. You know, this is why he is the leader of the awliya. He bowed his blessed head. And after a short while this was happening, that when he lifted his blessed head, after a short while, he said that the angels have informed me, the angels have told me, they says that he has seen you and he had faith in you. This man who is being punished, they, the angels, they came to Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam. They told him that he has seen you, he did have faith in you. Hence, this is the reason why Allah Azza wa Jal has had mercy on him. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the screams from the grave that were being heard, now were gone. So this is again,
the shan of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. Imam Ahmad Raza says beautifully in a couplet as well.
Subhanallah.
Translation is mentioned in this booklet that, oh Ghawth, how elevated is your status? Wah, kya martaba e Ghawth? Oh Ghawth, how elevated is your status? He bala tera, unche uncho ke saron se qadam ala tera, that your feet are above the heads of the awliya-i kiram. Then Sayyidina Al-Hazrat further mentioned,
Sarbhala kya koi jaane ke ho ke
the translation, Sar bala kya koi jaane ke hai kaisa tera, who can understand the greatness of your sacred head, Ya Ghawsi Azam? Awliya malte hai aankhe wo hai talwa tera, when the awliya kiram, they rub their eyes on the sole of your feet. Allahu Akbar. So then like this, Alhamdulillah, this is a great shan. Sayyidi Ala Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi mentioned regarding Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. There is one waqia which is mentioned again regarding Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam now in their later ages. Now when they are getting students and people are sending the children in the court of Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala.
So he has a madrasa now, he's teaching, he's delivering his bayanat and all that kind of stuff, and now he's passing on his blessed knowledge to other people. Alhamdulillah.
It's mentioned that one waqia that a woman brought her young son to Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, into their blessed court and left him in his care, because the son deeply had respect and honor for Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. And the mother said, oh master, I have forgiven my rights over my son and hereby hand him in your able care. Please accept him and train him in the spiritual path. Now look at the mother's mindset and today's mindset. Just a side point to mention. Carrying on with the story mentioned, she left her son with Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and departed. Now, after some time, she returned again now to visit him. And it mentions that she saw that her son was in a poor health. He was very pale and he was eating pieces of dry barley bread. So she left him in a good healthy state. She found that in the court of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, he's become poor. His health doesn't look so good, he's very pale, he looks very weak, he's eating dry barley bread. And she was very concerned, and out of this, the mother, the feeling of the mother is a different waqia in itself.
Subhanallah,
then he mentions that she was very concerned about her child, that she went to the chambers, the private chambers in Ghawsi Azam, and the door was open. And she saw from outside a plate of chicken bones in front of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala, who had just taken his meal. And he mentions that she protests and she says, oh my master, even in adab, the mother seeing her son in such a state, but still adab for the awliya-i kiram.
Even though she's concerned, She might be angry as well, but she still has respect.
She says, "Oh my master, you eat chicken. You eat chicken and my son eats dry barley bread." The master heard her comment. Heard her comment and placed his sacred hand on the plate of bones and said,
"Qumi bi idhnillahi alladhi yuhyi al-'idhama wa hiya ramim."
He said this statement, "Yes, get up by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, who will give life to the decayed bones." And as soon as Sayyidi Ghawthi Azam said this, the chicken became alive and began making noises. Then the Grand Master, Sayyidi Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, said to the lady, to the woman, to the mother, "When your son reaches this state, then he too can eat whatever he desires." Now Sayyidi Ghawthi Azam is just trying to remind us of that a person has to go to mushkila to have asaniya. There's another waqia which is mentioned regarding Sayyidi Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. They mentioned that whilst they were addressing a gathering, a people, there was a vulture which came and it flew above the audience, making them all terrified. And it was making very loud noises as well. Now this disturbed audience diverted their attention. So they were focused on Sayyidi Ghawthi Azam, as a person should be when a person delivering a bayan or explaining something. But then this vulture came and it diverted their attention. Then Sayyidi Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala saw this and he ordered the air to grab the neck of the vulture. No sooner he said this, the body of the vulture fell to the ground and its head fell in the opposite direction. Now when the discourse ended, when this whole situation ended, Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala came down from his blessed chair and went towards the vulture. He placed his blessed miraculous hand on the vulture and reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Everybody who was present still there saw the vulture instantaneously became alive and flew away into the sky. This is the power that Allah would have bestowed to His chosen people. We cannot deny, we cannot say, how can someone do this? We say with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the izan, with the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jal, a person can attain such a rank. And this is our belief, alhamdulillah. You know, when a person goes from the phase of spiritual exercise and path, he has to make sacrifices. He can't eat luxurious foods. He has to stay simple. And it's mentioned that regarding the excellence and grandeur of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, it's mentioned by one waliullah. It was said that Shaykh Alim Abu Talib Abdul Rahman bin Muhammad Hashmi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he said that I was in Basra and a question was asked to Shaykh Jamal al-Millat Hazrat Abu Muhammad bin Abdullah Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. In reply, the Sufi master said, "I met with Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, the Prophet of Allah azawajal, and I requested, O Khidr alayhi salam, inform me about the status and condition of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi." Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam replied, "Presently, at this moment, in this time, he holds a unique status amongst all the beloved servants, the Mahbubeen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he is the reigning Qutb of all the awliya. Allah Azza wa Jalla has not given any wali a status loftier than that of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And nor did Allah Azza wa Jal bless any beloved servant with a drink of his divine love, subhanallah, that is more pleasant than that which he gave to Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. No servant has been sanctified with the divine proximity more superb and closer than Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The sublime Lord Azza wa Jal has entrusted him with such divine secrets by which he has surpassed the status of everyone in the awliya kiram community. And whomever Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed with wilaya, sainthood, in the past and present, and also those who will be bestowed in the future, they all collectively bow their heads in respect to Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
Unfortunately, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, the episode has had to come to an end. And dear viewers of Madhya Channel, we come to learn as to why the leader of the Awliya Allah is the leader. Why Sayyidina Ghawthi Pak radiyallahu anhu, he is the leader. With the amount of struggles and patience in his character, the love he has for Allah Azza wa Jal, for the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the fear he has for Allah Azza wa Jal, and the love he has for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will talk about the glad tidings of the disciples of Sayyidina Ghawthi Pak radiyallahu anhu in more detail. Inshallah, what is it like to be a disciple, a follower of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam? How do we become a follower, a murid of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam in this time? All these questions, inshallah, will be answered in the next episode about the glad tidings, you know, the benefits and the virtues of one being a follower and murid of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ta'ala ala
Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The leader of Aliyah.